Here we go with another great adventure. It's a overcast day, not a very pretty day, on the cool side. And I just walked through the gates, and there are four army guys standing around with guns. Somehow or another, it just doesn't make me feel safe. I really don't know what those four guys are going to do anyway. Are they going to shoot the hijacked planes out of the sky? Anyway, the other thing I noticed is one of the arches is finished now at the clock tower. They've made some very noticeable progress in the last week. One arch is actually totally completed. It's kind of interesting to see. Okay, I've walked up First Street. I'm standing under the tower that's under construction. And I have to say that we're Thursday, it seems like there's less business than ever before. Business has been way off in the recent past, but this seems like it's even worse than ever. This is really, really kind of sad to see. It's now 3 p.m. I'm on Constitution, right at where the alley starts, and there are very few street girls. No Guadalupe, no Tanya, no Maribel, no, a lot of girls that I've recognized in the past are not around. There are just not very many girls right at this moment, and not even Monica is out over there at the Odisea 2001. But I'm going to come back later and check on this situation. I'm headed to Adelita's. Well, I'm here at Adelita's now. It's a little past 3 p.m. Not a whole lot of people, about normal for a Thursday after the 911 disaster. But what I notice is that there are at least a half a dozen girls that I have not seen before. And it's been 3 weeks since I've been in Adelita's, but prior to that I've been coming almost every week, so I'm quite surprised to see at least a half a dozen girls I have not seen before, and two or three of them are very interesting looking. So I'm going to stay and have a couple more beers and check out the action.
Okay, here I'm at Chicago Club at 10 o'clock, and wow, there are a lot of hotties here. Unbelievable. I see Altman, Evil Amy, and Miriam, and several others. I can't even name them all. There's a lot of fantastic looking girls here at this hour. Strip show hasn't started yet, so I'm going to have another beer and wait for the fabulous strip show.
It's 1:30 in the morning, and I just got through the border. I'm headed home. There was no wait. The cabbie in front of Adelita said $8 to get back to the border because of the traffic, and we said, no way, there's no traffic at 1:30 on a Thursday night. We went down to Chicago Club, got a cab for $5. There was no traffic. Well, at least you know where the cabs go. There was a big backup of cars getting across, but the cabs have their own way. We got there, and there was no wait. So that was great. The evening was an interesting evening for me because it was an evening of making one girl very mad at me and another girl in love with me. So I had both extremes. At the Pussycat Club, Paola, my favorite dancer, was there. She gave me a big hug and a kiss and was glad to see me. And then she had to dance on stage, and then I saw this other girl who was really hot, and I couldn't help myself, and I went and got a lap dance from her and then left with my buddy. And after I left, I thought, uh-oh, Paola is probably mad at me. Well, later on in the evening, we went back, and Paola was mad at me. She didn't talk to me. She was hurt. She went on the stage, and I tipped her well, but after she danced, she came over to me and said that I hurt her very badly, so I feel really bad about that. And I said, well, I would like to do a lap dance in a little while, and when I finished my beer, and she said, okay, but then she left, and I didn't see her again. So I really feel bad about that because she's really a fabulous girl. Those two girls, too bad these girls get so jealous. It's just really not necessary. Anyway, the other great thing was at Chicago Club, sitting there with a buddy talking. He was sitting with Miriam, and this girl at the bar kept smiling at me, and she was kind of laughing at me because of watching me look at other girls as they passed by. So finally I invited her over, and she's a sweet little thing. Giselle is her stage name. She's actually, her real name is Lupita. She's been working at Chicago Club for 20 days, she says. Cute little thing, beautiful smile, perfect teeth. And we hit it off pretty well. She was pretty affectionate, so I went up to the room with her, and well, it was really good. She wanted me to buy a beer before we went up, for her, not for me. I bought a gringo beer, so I didn't have to pay the chica price. And then she started smoking a cigarette. She asked me if it was all right, no problem. And then I noticed she was enjoying this cigarette more than anybody I've ever seen enjoy a cigarette. And then it finally dawned on me it was marijuana. So she offered me some, and oh well, we had a nice party. Let me tell you, it was fantastic. She was unbelievable. Real girlfriend experience. Went down to the bar, spent a couple more hours with her down there in the Chicago Club, drinking and talking and having a good time. And she was telling me, oh, how much she loves me and that she wants me to be her boyfriend and all that nonsense, which that's good to hear. It's fun. But so it was a great experience, kind of a girlfriend thing that I haven't had in a while. So I definitely want to repeat with her. So all in all, it turned out to be a pretty exciting evening. A lot of beautiful women there at Chicago Club, and had a great time once again in Happy Land.